Here we go. Bill Kipper and Bourne. Leaf edition.
Yeah.
The quest for 70.
No.
Right back at it tonight. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, Derek Brandeo, Dave Sisboom Baugh, who I'll be probably told is Jimmy Wilson.
No.
In about 3 seconds?
No, it's Sisboom Baugh.
Wow. Sisboom Baugh.
Yeah. Nice light colored jacket.
Nice job. I'm feeling very. I'm feeling spring. I'm feeling playoffs.
Very nice coat.
Yeah.
You look good.
Now, you referenced Miami Vice, and I'm like, you weren't born then.
No, but...
So what do you got, on repeats?
No, you know, it's got enough cream in it that it's not. It's just a nice spring coat. You know, everyone references Don Johnson, is it? That's, remember Marner at the All-Star game, rocked the white suit. It's always a thing that comes up.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I know it from reference only. Mm.
Hey,
all right.
Nice. And Sammy,
yeah,
you pick up that spring feel because you got 18 holes in today.
I did, yeah. I did.
Is this the way it's going to be the rest of the season, playoffs?
No.
Where?
Time you tee off.
7:30. Once in a while. Like buddy, I got to tell you, hard to get tee times in the city of Toronto. So when I get lucky enough to get an early one, I'll go and play. But it doesn't happen all that much, to be
honest. Conditions? Give us a
spectacular
rating on this.
10 out of 10. Give my beloved Lakeview a shout out. They crushed it. Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to get a free round.
But hey, a lot of listeners at Lakeview. Got stopped a few times. People love the show. My boys in the pro shop love the show.
All
it's,
right.
It's a big Real Kipper and Bourne course, boys. So you guys got to go out there.
You checked me last year.
We're there. I'm in.
All right,
I'm
let's
in.
Do it.
So all of you watching and listening, Sportsnet 590, Sportsnet 360, and Sportsnet Plus, glad you're aboard. Once again, you go and catch us live, pick us up on a podcast, and text us at 590-590. Mm-hmm. We'll get Sammy to read some throughout the rest of the week here as the Leafs, it's game day. They're in Sunrise.
I know.
It's even better weather down there, like 82.
That's sweet. You know how I know it's a basically almost playoffs feel? Looking at the clip sheet today, Maurice.
So the reason there's no Sheldon Keefe.
Yes.
Is because I believe for the first time all year, not on the second half of a back-to-back, no morning availability, no morning skate, no nothing.
But that's their day off. That's like, this is the
no, but
off day. This is what Brian Burke was talking about. You want to, you don't get to take the night off, but you get to take a practice off.
Mm-hmm.
And technically it's a practice still to come to the rink. It's work.
But Kipper, they never do this. As a man who follows when they speak very closely, as I'm cutting the audio for a show, I'm always on top of it, and they're always in the morning on game day.
I know, but this is
a playoff feel.
This is the closest that you can get to load management without load management.
And I will say,
they're not resting anybody.
It's a little weird that they're not doing in the morning.
Well, I will say, it definitely would have been directed then, because if you give an optional skate, some guys skate. Like, you know, you'll get half dozen
Geo's
guys.
There.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They always. So he definitely would have said, no one's going on the ice. We're not having a skate. So, this would be Keefe directed, trying to keep the guys off the rink.
A potential preview of the first round of the playoffs.
Potentially.
We'll get into the games tonight at 8.
Unless the Bruins continue to throw games.
Plenty. Just hold your horses there, Sammy. Back off for a second.
Okay.
All right. We'll get into the scenarios in a little while. But as long as it's out there that this is a potential first-round matchup, I just want to revisit a conversation we had the other day, yesterday, about, okay, what do we expect tonight? Because, I mean, I've been out of the game for a long time now. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, if I was playing tonight, I would absolutely start the process of message sending, whether it's trying to run somebody, whether it's chirping somebody, whether it's like, hey, can't wait to get started. I'm going to own you next week. Whatever the case is.
You felt like you didn't have that right yesterday. Is that right? Like in clarifying that? Because yesterday you didn't seem like you thought it was going to be.
I'm anticipating a preseason feel. I don't think anyone will be like me 25 years ago.
Really?
I don't. Listen, they could surprise me and they can come out tonight and kick the crap out of each other.
Mm.
But I don't get that feeling.
Why don't we listen to Paul Maurice's thoughts on the game tonight? Number one,
all right,
Derek, if we could play that.
All right.
Well, we'll play to win. If there's something on the line for our team, we'll address everybody that's healthy and ready to go, which I like. Not a fan of sitting guys out, not a fan of Wade, because then you're a week between games. I'm not a big fan of that. So everybody plays. Verhaeghe's good to go, so he's back in the lineup tonight. Ekman Larson won't play. He could. I mean, that, but there's no sense in putting him in. And away we go.
Okay.
We're playing to win the game.
Play to win the game.
Verhaeghe's big.
Yeah, Verhaeghe's big.
But do they want to win?
We'll play to win.
So here's the scenario for, you know, he said we win, there's something to play for. If the Bruins were to lose tonight and the Panthers were to win, Panthers would win the Atlantic and Leafs would get Boston.
Look at you. Just get it out of the way. Just say it.
These teams are tripping over themselves to play the Leafs. And I think if you're on the Toronto Maple Leafs, that should be the most bulletin board. That should inspire you more than anything. And it might not, because we know this
so
group.
So you really believe Boston threw the game last night?
Boston Bruins played the Washington Capitals. Boston Bruins are one of the better teams in the league. I know they haven't been as good for the second half of the season. They had four shots in the first period. They had four shots in the second period. And they had eight shots in the third period for a total of 16. Get shot out. They're tripping over themselves to play the Leafs, boys. They want to play the Leafs. And who could blame them? Who could blame them? Like, I can't look at that result. I watched the highlights.
I don't know.
They played awful.
How can you?
They've been struggling.
Yeah.
16 shots, struggling.
They're struggling.
We've watched the Caps how many times? They bleed chances. They bleed goals.
They're horrific.
They're awful defensively.
I don't know where to go with this.
Entertain this?
I cannot.
I think that
this happens across sports, boys, where they want a favorable matchup. Like, happens in the NBA. Teams sit their whole, like, I think it happened on Saturday, I forget which team it was, sat their whole starting lineup in the fourth quarter of a game they had a chance to win at home. They were getting booed. It happens. I'm just telling you, boys.
Do you actually think that they threw the game? Not throw, but do you think they had their foot off the gas on purpose?
Absolutely.
They had a good lineup in.
Yeah?
Did they not?
Who do you think? Okay. Let me break it down this way. Who do you think they want to play? The Toronto Maple Leafs?
I don't think the Leafs are some reward.
Who do you think they want to play? The Toronto Maple Leafs or the Tampa Bay Lightning? If they had their choice in the first round of the playoffs, the Boston Bruins.
I don't think it's that much of a runaway.
Okay, come on.
You think it's Tampa?
They want to play the Leafs.
They want to play the Leafs. Yes, I mean, yeah.
Listen.
What about the Florida Panthers? Who do they want to play in the first round? Yes.
I just think it's very dangerous to try to pick your poison.
For sure. But it's a funny concept. I don't personally buy it.
Okay.
I think they would like to win
They're
the Atlantic Division.
Go on,
and
what happens if they lose to the Sens tonight? In a similar fashion.
I would have to go back and research bad they've been recently.
All right. Okay.
It would be eye-opening.
Marchand under 17 minutes last night.
Oh, that's not helping my case.
Yeah, it's not helping mine either. If he's playing 15 or 16 minutes tonight, I'll come over to your side a little bit.
For sure. That would do it for me. If like the top guys barely played.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you guys think this is such an absurd concept. Why wouldn't the Bruins?
Well, because
they
don't
own
go to
the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Losing multiple straight games,
they
Sammy. That's not how you get
the
prepared.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's not how you get prepared for playoffs. That ice time is more resting your good players for playoffs.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, the Toronto Maple Leafs will not rest anybody.
Well, we don't know because they no
who's,
lineup
who's,
stuff.
Who's there to rest?
Yeah, good point.
Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
No. Not a snowball's chance.
Would it blow your hair back if Matthews were watching tonight?
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
You'd look like Berkey?
I would look like Berkey. Yes, I would.
All right. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Marner will play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Willie will play.
So Willie got to 97, eh?
Willie needs three.
He needs three.
Yeah.
He's playing.
Now we're going to watch him kind of run around and try to score every shift here.
I'd bet my left ear Willie gets 3 points in the next two games.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, he's just, again, if you're targeting the Leafs, like you're going into tonight and you're like, we're going to set the tone, we're going to send a message, we're going to run their stars. Willie is kind of the guy who, he's under the radar, right? He's bigger, he doesn't get hit, he doesn't talk to anyone, he's playing on the third line. He'll find a way to sneakily get a point or two. Same against Tampa. So I think he finds his way to 100 points.
With that talent and his ability,
and when he turns it up,
it's not a stretch. 3-2.
No.
That's a good period.
Yeah.
If Willie feels it a little bit. And he's getting some decent looks, I think. But he's missed a couple of shots, too, which isn't very Willie-like this year.
It would be nice just to get him humming in playoffs.
I wonder if look like 70, and he still gets the points. It's still the same, but you know, could see him looking off.
Looking on Matthews, 2-1-1. calls his own number.
Anyways.
That'd be fine.
We want Paul Maurice on carryover to the playoffs.
Good clip. Let's do 2.
I never really believed in that. I never really, that what happens tonight will have nothing to do with how you come into that first game. I mean, both teams have, I think, a real healthy respect for the other team. They've also had enough success in games. They've never been lopsided games or games that they've been exciting. They've been loose, I think, this year during the regular season, kind of a little bit more loose than we'll see in the playoffs. But I think because we know each other so well, there's no new wrinkle or new secret or new idea that, oh boy, we didn't expect that to happen, right? Everybody, they got great players. We got great players. It'll be, if we play each other, it'll be a hell of a series.
Isn't that something the way you would want to portray it if you were going to unveil some great new wrinkle? You got to have something for playoffs, a little ace up your sleeve here and there, change a system, a change of lineup, something. But I do think at the end of the day, not too many surprises left between these two teams.
Well, what's to be said other than Barkov versus Matthews? Mm-hmm. That's the matchup, and that's the one that if it goes 7 games, Paul Maurice gets that favorable matchup,
mm-hmm.
and the Leafs don't.
He got asked about Barkov today about the Selke. What do you say about his Selke case? What would you say? And he said it's quiet and strong, just like him.
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Dom Lucision had his award trophy using all his numbers, whatever. Yeah. He had Barkov at 1 and Matthews 4 for Selke. So, a couple of guys who can defend as well.
Mm-hmm. We got Luke Fox down south that we're going to grab in a minute or two. Also, Bill Lindsay will join us and help us get a feel for the Florida Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Whether or not they want the Leafs or not. Boston.
You're intrigued by this take. Starting to
listen. I am intrigued because you got to golf today.
Oh.
It's that simple.
Do we have Luke or no?
I don't.
Not yet.
If we don't, can we hear what Maurice has to say about trying to shut down Matthews tonight?
Absolutely.
I'm curious. Clip 3, please.
Won't matter because he's got almost 70 of them, and everybody's been geared up to stop him, so that has no effect. I think it's more of a Toronto thing. And you watch this, and I would do the exact same thing. You get an offensive zone face-off. So at this time of year with them locked out, he's coming out 1-4 at best, right? Maybe 1-6. But when you're sitting on 69 goals, it's an offensive zone draw. He's coming back out, and you have to. There's not a rest issue here, right? We're all getting 2 or 3 days off after this game, and we're going to play. He's going to be 100% fresh. So you get a guy, I hope he gets it. I'd prefer it wasn't tonight. But it's a phenomenal story, and it's such an unusual thing to happen. It'd be the same way as, we're cheering for Sam Reinhart to get 50. 50 goals is a big deal. And then you get somebody closing in on 70. We just want it not to be tonight. And we will focus on their elite players the same way we would every other game. And hopefully he can get it tomorrow.
I have to admit something. I think Paul Maurice said something genuine there.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Yeah.
No games?
No, I think that he's...
No head games?
I actually think that he is a genuine fan of the game, historian of the game, and I actually do think he believes it would be cool for Matthews to get 70 goals.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
He could be go off air and be like, I hate that guy. I hope he never scores another goal, but I do like what he said there,
yeah.
And I actually believe him.
So
there you
right.
go. Then, and I'll turn that off the second we start on Monday after game one.
Even if they're up or down a couple of goals, then pull your goalie. Help him out.
Yeah, sure he will.
All right, let's grab Luke Fox, who's down south, anticipating number 70. And this is what the whole state of Florida is talking about, right, Luke Fox?
Oh, yeah. Or, everywhere you go, you see 70 signs. And the city's abuzz with Matthews Chase. No, but I mean, for the Toronto side, it's obviously the story of the game. The position is locked in, and he's carrying an 8-game goal streak into this one. I mean, that's what it's all about. And I think Sheldon Keefe showed us that by how much he used him in the last game against Detroit. So I'm sure, you know, there's a few lucky snowbirds that made their way down here, and they will be very vocal. So it should be fun. And there's actually something to play for the Panthers. They could still grab a divisional title.
They could grab a divisional title and then move on to the Lightning. I don't know if that's much of a reward, yeah. but who knows how hard they'll push. I was hoping you could give us maybe an update on injury statuses from around the Leafs here. A whole bunch of guys seem kind of halfway okay. What do we know about where Yarncroc and Domi and McMahon and Liljegren, all those guys are at?
Well, Liljegren will play.
Okay.
So he's okay. Yarncroc did not participate in a full practice yesterday. He did participate in PK reps. He is hopeful to play game one. I would be surprised if he gets in tomorrow. But I think there's also a cap situation at play, and they want him to get a full practice in. So hopefully he practices in full Friday. And I think as a veteran, he's the type of guy that Sheldon Keefe wouldn't think twice about putting him right into the fire, even though he's coming in cold. He trusts them so much defensively. Mm-hmm. Their PK is a serious sore point, and he helps out with that. So if someone's going to come in cold without a regular season game, I could see Yarncroc being that guy. Domi's an interesting case because he's missed the last two practices, and in between there was a game that he actually played in that Detroit game. And so you wonder, why is he playing if he's not healthy enough to practice on either end? This one seems a little bit cautionary. So he's not playing tonight for sure. I would say he's doubtful for tomorrow. But I would also be shocked if he's not in game one lineup because it's the playoffs and guys play through stuff.
One of the players that you could say developed the strongest for the Toronto Maple Leafs is Bobby McMahon. And he's not available for the next two games. Right now, the feeling I'm getting is he's doubtful for game one. How big of a blow is this, Luke?
Well, for Bobby McMahon, it's a huge blow. You know, before he got injured, I was talking to him like, how are you feeling? You're finally going to get a taste of NHL playoffs. And I hope it wasn't jinxing him, but he was just so excited. Like, he's been like a wonderful story for this team. This late bloomer waved out of camp, you know, gets his contract, starts playing meaningful minutes in the middle six, pumping a bunch of goals in, hard on the forecheck, kind of adapted his game from where he was as a up and comer. And so you root for a guy like that. You hope he gets his first taste of NHL action in the playoffs. And now I'm with you, Nick. It looks really doubtful. Lower body, they're being very coy on timelines just because we're getting into playoff season, so everything's going to be under lock and key. But as far as the team goes, how big of a blow is it? I'd say minor. You know, this team has won games without him. They've healthy scratched him at times. It's an opportunity for Nick Robertson, who's been putting goals in the net. He's definitely going to be an inspired guy. And this is where your depth comes into play, right? Like, there were some whispers, like, could Robertson be a guy they move at the trade deadline? And they hang on to him. And now you're thankful you did, because he's playing his best hockey as an NHLer. McMahon goes down. Suddenly you need a guy to play the left side in the middle six, and Robertson looks to be the guy.
Luke, what should the Leafs prioritize tonight? Like, what's a good night for them tonight? You know, whether that be goaltending, special teams, Matthews, you know, there's a laundry list of things we're going to be looking at. What's important for the Leafs here heading into playoffs?
Well, I mean, not to be cute, but I do think Matthews getting 70 would be a good night.
Yeah.
Just because then you can rest them tomorrow and you don't have to play them in a back-to-back. The other thing is I want to see the special teams look sharp. They've been up and down. The penalty kill especially has been on a severe downward trend the last week or so. That's something they want to get in shape. The power play got a couple goals against Detroit, so that's coming along, but you want to see that clicking. And then the other thing is, I think you want to see a really good start from Joseph Woll. So he went through a stretch there where he gave up the first goal on three out of four games, sets the team from behind, especially with this team playing on the road. You want to get off to good starts. Samsonov gave up 11 in his last two starts. So, you know, not that you're going to anoint Woll the game one starter, but you want him to look strong so that if Samsonov does stumble, you feel like, A, Joseph has confidence in himself and the coach has confidence to maybe shorten Samsonov's leash if things don't get off to a good start.
We're talking to Luke Fox, Leaf and NHL writer for Sportsnet.ca. So let's just kind of push Sammy's theory of the Boston Bruins tanking the last two games here.
Thank you, Kipper.
Is there anything out of tonight that would make you feel differently about who the Leafs match up best against to advance to a second round, Boston or Florida?
Not really. I'm pretty torn. I actually put a poll out on Twitter, and I was shocked at the number of people who responded that they don't care who they face. They really don't. Either way, they're going to get a good team. Either way, they're starting on the road. I think the Boston thing, there might be I think there's a psychological disadvantage of playing games at TD Garden. I think when that crowd gets rolling, when the Bruins start, piling in the goals, you really feel it there. Like, it's like a visceral reaction, and it's wreaked havoc on the Leafs, this particular core, in the past. The Panthers rink doesn't carry quite the same hostility, I would say. But on the flip side, you look at the numbers, and Florida is one of the best defensive teams in the whole league. Like, they're very stingy. They got two good goalies. So does Boston. But Florida's defense and goaltending has been off the charts great. So that would concern me, because I don't worry about the Leafs matching either team offensively. I worry about the Leafs' penalty kill. I worry about their defense. So they got all nine guys healthy, but I don't know how many of them are top four guys. I think they got a lot of three, fours, and fives in there. And I worry about how they match up defensively to either team.
So do you think that these final two games matter in terms of, like, tryouts for defensemen for the playoff lineup? Like, is it Liljegren and Edmondson and these guys saying, I should definitely be in? Same with Benoit?
I think Benoit is in. I think that McCabe-Benoit pair is pretty much locked in as your second pair. Liljegren, maybe a little. I think he has to show strong. Yeah. I think, you know, the fact that he's mobile, he brings an element that, you know, not everyone does. It balances out a little bit better. So I think, I think he might have the lead over Brody right now. Wow. Brody did not have a good game against Detroit, but it's a really tough decision, I think, between those two. Brody's definitely a third pair guy now, which is kind of crazy to think when you look at his ice time and you think, man, next to Morgan Riley, he logs the most minutes. He also sees a lot of action on the penalty kill. And what I would say is, I think maybe on the brink of that, you're not taking out Edmondson. If Edmondson's healthy, he's playing. You didn't go out and get him at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. He's got tons of playoff experience. He's like shot blocker, penalty killer. He's in. But I think it's between Brody and Liljegren. And so maybe there's a little bit, if one has an awful, awful game, maybe that affects your decision going into game one. But the thing with Keith, as we know, is whatever the game one decor looks like, it might not be the same for game two, depending on how it looks.
Luke, you've covered the Leafs long enough to have seen some really good years out of Brody in a Toronto Maple Leaf uniform. Where's the drop off for you watching him now?
Decision making, confidence. I think he even admitted to that a couple times in the season, that his confidence has been up and down, and I think that's affected, you know, his decisiveness with the puck. Keith used to call him Mr. Consistent. He used to have a great stick, used to always make the safe, smart play, and now he's a little bit more sloppy, a few more giveaways, lost a little step, and I think a lot of it is in the head, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a challenging spot to be in. I think that confidence, you know, when you start to feel some of your physical tools decline, can play into it as well. So do we think we'll see a Ryan Reeves tone-setting attempt tonight? Is he going to be running around out there or what?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's going to be a little bit of that. The Panthers are dressing a real lineup. Verhaeghe's back in. Barkov's back in. I think we could see more tone setting than you'd expect. I mean, there's an argument that it should be a no-hitter, right? It's an essentially meaningless game. Yeah, the Panthers, whether they're the one seed or the two seed, does it matter that much if they get Toronto or Tampa? Either way, they're getting a good team. But, you know, if you can lay some bruises that are still hurting by Saturday, there might be some value to that. I mean, Ryan Reeves came out when he was speaking with the reporters yesterday saying we have to set the tone. So he's the kind of guy that likes to back up what he says.
Luke, enjoy the sunshine down there, and maybe there's a 70 somewhere. Not Sammy's golf score today, but maybe Austin, first couple of shifts. Make your job a lot easier, eh, getting it early?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Thanks, Luke, for doing this, man.
Shout out to Joshua Cloak, who's sharing this Uber with me. He wanted maritime there. So.
I love it. Thanks for doing it. We appreciate it.
Luke Fox, Sportsnet.ca's very own.
Love it. Two of our favorites in the same Uber.
Everyone's a team on the road.
If they're trying to win, if they're trying to dress their best lineup here, why is Stolarz playing?
Good question. I also...
Would you like to hear the coach of the Florida Panthers explain
Sammy.
That? Okay, well then, let's hear that clip.
Oh, that was part of the rotation straight through. That had always been planned for him to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've been almost... Like, totally. We haven't really changed our thoughts on a goaltending rotation that we laid out 2 or 3 weeks in advance. I don't think we changed it all year. Sat down and said, this probably will play out like this, and it did. So it's been good for our goaltenders mentally to, you know, and we've got Sergei a real good number where he feels good. It's good to get Anthony in as many games as we did. We've got lots of faith in him. So we feel our rotation's right.
See, and Anthony's had a heck of a year for them.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Absolutely he has.
Like big difference right now between two teams coming in with confidence in their goaltenders. The Leafs didn't get to the place. I'm not saying that they can't snap into it come Saturday night, whether it's Samsonov running it for the first few games or Joseph Woll coming in. Like, it's possible, but is it highly likely based on what we've seen the last couple of weeks? Like, huge advantage for the Florida Panthers here.
You know, Anthony Stolarz played 26 games for them this year, .926 save percentage.
Wow.
Yeah. And Bobrovsky, 58 games, a .915.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're pretty comfortable. Either way, they got a turn. I did think it's interesting, though, that he mentioned that, like, Ekman-Larsson is good to play. We're playing everyone who can play, but they're just resting him. So maybe he's a little bit not right. That's something for the Leafs to keep in mind.
Ekman-Larsson's out.
Yeah.
And Ekblad.
Ekblad, I don't actually know if he's back or not.
I don't know if he's either. He's
but
been
I had
out
read yesterday that
Verhaeghe.
He was supposed to be back. So we'll follow up on that after the break and confirm that. But yeah, so not showing Bobrovsky to them, I don't know if it matters one way or the other. I've never personally, as a shooter, you know, really considered much who was the goalie unless their handedness was off.
Ekblad's still out.
Still out, okay.
So let me ask the question that Luke tweeted out to his millions of followers. Who do you think is a better matchup for the Leafs? Bruins or Florida?
Florida.
If I had to pick a team to beat Florida versus Boston, I take the Florida Panthers again.
I think so, too. McAvoy, Carlo.
I'm just saying that I believe that Florida is better than Boston.
You think Florida's better than Boston?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I take Florida right now in a best of seven.
Okay. Oh. So the Leafs would have a better chance against
Thank
Boston.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Worded that.
Yes.
It was a little misleading.
We got it
yes.
now.
Yeah.
The that's interesting. It's just you don't like the physicality of the Panthers? You do like it.
Yeah. I just think, I think Boston's a little bit more vulnerable.
Yeah.
I do.
They're
all gettable, boys.
I'm telling you right now, every Leaf fan listening, doesn't want to watch.
You just don't want to watch the Bruins potentially win a series.
No, I just don't want to watch hockey games in that building. I don't want to see those seats. I don't want to see the fans. I don't want to see the players. I don't want to see the colors.
But you're damaged goods.
Hanging out with your ex-girlfriend
or
something.
But do you know the amount of scars that we have
the Joker.
Watching that stupid arena? And just the... I just want to, you know... It actually physically pains me to talk about it. I don't want that. I would much rather Florida.
Zacha, Coyle, first two centermen.
No, you're right, Kip. That's not powerhouse stuff.
Right? I know Pasternak is owning the Leafs, and DeBrusk comes up huge, and there's Marchand, but there's a first for everything, Sammy. This could be your little Stanley Cup beating the Boston Bruins in the first round.
Break. That wouldn't be my Stanley Cup. Never have I... Okay. I don't even know where to go with this.
It would be big for you.
Were Sam Bennett Boston. On the Leafs, would you say you're comfortable with him as a second-line center? 39 points?
If he was a Toronto Maple Leaf as a centerman?
Yeah.
I'm
saying that they're not... loaded to the nines either down the middle. You know, Barkov, but then it's Bennett, Lundell.
I like Barkov and Bennett better than I do Coyle and Zacha.
With you there.
Right. And we're talking about the premier shutdown centerman in the league to go up against Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Big test.
I think.
Big test.
I think.
Yeah, you're right. Probably Boston.
I'd like Leafs against Boston.
But, you know, you go down to game one that's potentially going to be on Saturday night. And it's in Florida. It's in Sunrise. You know, you're going to have 25 to 30% Leaf fans in there. It's going to be, you know, not as intimidating of a building for the Leafs. There's not as many scars in that building. They played two games in that building last year. They won one of them in the playoffs. So one of the only ones they won. So I don't know, man. I just a lot of ghosts in Boston, boys.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll welcome former NHLer, Florida Panther, Bill Lindsay, now doing color commentating for the Panthers. He'll help us tee up tonight, as well as that potential first-round match between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Florida Panthers. That and more when we return to Real Kipper and Bourne after these words.
Teeing up the biggest games of the night, it's the Fan Pregame with Ailish Forfar and Justin Cuthbert.
Weekdays at 6 p.m. on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and wherever you get your podcast.
Dick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, and a very chatty Sammy McKee.
I'm in a good mood today, boys.
Our
show isn't interrupting, your conversation off air, was it?
No.
Social time.
Never. Hey, I think that's one of the true draws of this show, is that we all legitimately like each other and we're friends. Wow.
Sammy, don't be so sure.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's get to the guest.
Okay.
There are times.
Yeah.
You know, we don't exactly see eye to eye on a few things, which is fine.
That's the point of radio.
The show wouldn't have a chance if we did just agree on everything.
For the most part, we like Sammy.
Thank you.
Right?
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Don't ever change Sammy.
Except for when Disco Dan gets in here, you guys get up too fired
up.
Well,
Disco is very professional with his lineup.
He's extremely professional. There's no question.
All right, we wait on Bill Lindsay, who will give us a little bit of a feel for the Florida Panthers, who I think have come down to earth a little bit. Like, there was a stretch between end of January, February, where, I don't know, they lost once in 15 games or something.
Yep.
It was off the charts.
I tell you, it's also annoying for Leafs fans that they've won three in a row. You know, like, were they to start to find it again, that would be a little inconvenient.
With two shutouts, by the way. Right.
That'd be inconvenient.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, probably Boston.
What's that?
The more we talk about it, I look at those stats that we talked about yesterday. They're really good defensively.
Yeah.
And the thing that worries me with the Leafs is that when they get turned away in the middle of the ice, mm-hmm. they kind of stop trying to go there, right? Like, it's like
That's a playoff issue, for sure.
That door's locked, and they're like, well, I'm not getting it anymore. So
shoot this from distance.
Let's hit the...
Is there anything tonight or tomorrow night that can add to the power play goals that we saw against Detroit that would really make you feel a whole lot better here? Or has this just been an ongoing saga that no matter what the statistics say in terms of where they are league-wide,
yeah,
that there's just something constantly off with this power play?
I don't know. Like, they're seventh in the league at 24.4%. Like, I think it's strange to pretend that that number comes from nowhere. Like, they shoot it in the net on the power play more than most teams. I've seen what you've seen. It's looked janky in the absence of Marner. Marner's back now.
Yeah.
You know, I do expect it to be above average.
They've had flip-flopped over the last 3 or 4 years with Morgan Rielly as well. If we can recall,
a
few years ago, Sandin, the push for Rasmus Sandin to quarterback the power play, I think in the bubble, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. No, or was it against, it was against Montreal.
Against Montreal?
Yes, which was the second year.
The second pandemic year.
Yeah.
Was like crazy. In my opinion.
But it seemed more about Morgan just wasn't playing well on the power play. And they just wanted someone and didn't have anyone to turn to. But they got Klingberg because they wanted a true number one power play quarterback. But, you know, this team's had a lot of success in the power play over the years with Morgan as the guy. So, you know, I feel like they can find it. Florida's power play, or penalty kill, sixth, though. That hurts.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing that you have to kind of look at here, if I'm Sheldon Keefe and I'm in the room or having our specialty teams meetings, and he'd be like, you know, everybody's probably talking to you about the penalty kill and how the penalty kill's bad and we're the worst in the league, all this and this. On Saturday, that's gone. We can start again. Yeah. You can start with a fresh sort of, same with the power play where it's like, back to zero. You can start again.
Mm-hmm.
New set of eyes. Just try to like reset it.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's going to work, but it's certainly a strategy that you could use.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they do have the talent, so it's just a matter of finding a rhythm and routine. Right now, it feels like a lack of deception. You kind of know where it's coming from all the time, with Marner the only guy who fakes anything and Matthews shooting everything. So hopefully things find their way, because, special teams are going to matter a good deal still.
We mentioned Anthony Stolarz getting the start tonight. Joseph Woll will be the goaltender for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Is there anything that Joseph Woll does tonight that would shorten a leash for Samsonov, or is it just a short one as is?
I need clarification. Do you guys believe in the jinxiness of saying the S word?
Shutout?
Okay, good. If he gets a shutout tonight, like, does that change anything for you?
Shutout? You can't pre-curse a shutout. It's if you're in
if you believe in jinxes, you believe in weird stuff.
During the game, if CeCe's like, he's looking for a shutout, that's a curse. He's looking for a no-hitter, that's a curse. But like, if I'm going, Kikuchi tonight could throw a no-hitter, that's not a curse. During the game,
it is.
Feels
pretty jinxy to me.
Anyways, I'm the expert in this, okay?
Leave it to me. I go with Sammy on this one. Yeah. I think you got to be within the walls of the game.
Yes, agree.
I love this. I love that we have defined the parameters of jinx.
As all fans...
Free puck drop? Are you good when you're on the ice with the other team?
As all fans know who are listening to this show, we're entering superstition season.
Mm-hmm.
Where what TV you watch on, what couch you're sitting on...
This is you?
Oh, yeah.
At night?
Sammy told me today when we got in that for the first time, he is feeling it a bit about this weekend. Like, it's 4 or 5 days away. Yeah, puck is going to drop on playoffs. We're here.
We're in car flag season, boys. We're like, it's here. It's time. And when you're watching a game, there's certain things you have to kind of contribute. There's things you have to do. If you wore a certain shirt when they won, you got to put that on. You wear a certain hat, you got to put that on.
Didn't
certain
you
shoes.
Bunk like watch together because
we've done like you have records with certain friends at certain bars. Go to your lucky bar. Wear your lucky hat.
So
this stuff matters, boys. You got to do your part.
Back on the rails.
Okay, sorry. Right. Sorry.
JB.
Yes. Hello.
If you still like me, Kimmy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
If Joseph Woll puts up a performance, 45 shots, right? 972 save percentage.
Yeah.
Is lights
behind
out.
Behind the back save.
Is lights out. Like.
You could talk me into starting
you,
him.
Could you. Can I talk you into starting him?
But yeah, of course. Sammy's given up 11 in the last
I
two
know,
games.
But he had a great second and third period that Sammy was so excited about the other day.
Yeah.
You know, the Leafs were the best power play in the NHL in February. Doesn't sound like anyone on their show cares about that. So, you know, we're,
no, I definitely don't
if
care
we're
about
going
that.
On recent performance, it's going to be Samsonov. He would have to have an absurd night. An absurd night.
There's no night he could have that no. he does that Samsonov doesn't start game one.
Is Samsonov going to play tomorrow?
No, I don't think.
But
it'll definitely be Martin. Right? No, it'll be Jones tomorrow for sure.
Game one, he's down 3-0 in the first period. Did you make that switch right away?
What's scary is
like that's the dilemma here is yeah. how much confidence would you have had in Joseph Woll, and if 4 days earlier he had an incredible game. That would speed up the process of potentially making a switch.
The problem is with Samsonov, like let's say it's 3-0 in the first period in Florida and you give him the hook. Is he done? Like is he has not shown mental, the ability to grind through tough mental situations?
Well, you assume if you pull him, you're down 1-0.
It's over.
You know, you've gone to Joseph Woll and If you're thinking about going back to Sammy, there's a chance that you're down 2 or 3 games. So
yeah,
that's kind of the danger.
Sure.
But I think this is a really important start for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Outside of the goaltenders, yep. You got 19 guys wearing a uniform tonight that have to feel like this guy's got some mojo back here. Just plant the seed.
Do you low-key
That's
want
all.
To see Woll give up a couple? Have them be like, okay, we're fine with Samsonov.
No.
No, okay.
I want him to be
no.
really good
no.
so yeah. that they have another option.
Well,
yeah, okay.
And that's where the Florida Panthers that we just said, between Stolarz and Bobrovsky right now, they've got a much better feel about their goaltenders mm-hmm. going into the weekend. And the Leafs, I don't know, missed opportunity. Was the opportunity never presented for Sheldon Keefe to create that 1-2 punch going into the weekend? It just never materialized.
No.
And it was based off of
giving Samsonov every start.
It was and the ones that you didn't go well in Boston
yeah.
for Joseph
but,
Woll.
I think hindsight is very, very easy to use here with the way that he handled Samsonov. Because looking at it now, it does seem absurd through the spectrum of the last two games that Samsonov had.
And his season.
No.
Yeah, I mean, he was pre-Christmas. Or,
yeah. yeah, okay. That, buddy, it's April. That was a different lifetime.
Didn't happen.
That just didn't happen.
Okay.
After he got called up, until...
From the American Hockey League?
No, no, not even the American Hockey League.
the
Gulag. Yeah, that's where he got called up
the
from.
The Void.
But, you know, he's been really good, and how can you not be tricked into being like, he's our guy, he's our guy, he's our guy. Those last two starts had to shake everyone in the organization yeah. to the core of their souls. So
the one that absolutely they should be petrified from was the Perron
the side,
short side goal.
That was Columbus, Sammy. That was just leaked right through.
That one was, come on, Sammy.
Picture that one in a playoff game where you're just, it's a,
That one's devastating.
Yeah. Kills you. Yeah.
Well, hopefully that's not the case. Sammy, our boy here, had some different stats for us than some of these Florida Panther players, and I think some interesting one. There's some unique guys over there. Gustav Forsling leads the NHL in plus-minus, +52 when he's out there. This guy kind of came out of nowhere. Is he their most important D-man? Like Ekblad? Hit and miss? Like, it feels like Forsling's going to play.
When Montour's going, yeah. I think he's the inspiration back there.
Yeah.
Because he is, he's all heart, man. That guy plays hard.
He does.
Can you picture, think about what Carolina's decor looks like right now. Mm. And it's looked upon as one of the best in the league. Imagine they had Forsling too. It's crazy. They waived him.
They waived him.
They waived him. And
Take
Florida picked him
that.
Up. Take some comfort in what?
that smart teams make dumb decisions too.
Oh, yeah. You know? For sure. But, like, it's crazy to look at that.
And then Nico Mikkola leads the Panthers in hits and blocks. He's kind of another guy. He was at the St. Louis Blues, right?
Mm-hmm. Just out of nowhere.
He's looking for a big body.
A very important player.
And the Rangers, the Rangers trade for him last?
Yes.
Last deadline, right? He was part, am I remembering that correctly?
I'm also remembering that vaguely.
Okay.
So I think you're correct,
Kipper,
on that.
Do you remember that? You're the Ranger guy.
Everyone feverishly.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Matthew Tkachuk has a team high 272 shots on goal. What do you make of Tkachuk's season? Because this is a guy that was in the Hart Trophy conversation in previous years. Just 26 goals in 79 games, 86 points. You know, he's had multiple 100-point seasons.
Yeah.
Just one of those years where it just hasn't gone in for him.
Yeah.
He's coming off 109 and 104, both 40 goal seasons.
Yeah, they're not all oil paintings, but he still would be one of the most dangerous players on the ice because he can throw anything at you, skill, scoring, physicalities, agitator.
It's funny, though, like in a lot of ways, he's just been, you just hear his name less. You know, he's got 50 less PIMs than the season before. He's played 79 games, so just a little bit quieter season for Tkachuk.
I'm wondering how noisy or quiet he'll be tonight.
Yeah.
Like, what's his attitude tonight?
Let's lose so we play the Leafs.
No, that's not his style.
Nico Mikkola was indeed traded to the Rangers. Whew. He was part of the Tarasenko trade.
Oh.
They traded for both of them. When they traded last year at the deadline, they traded for Mikkola and Tarasenko.
And Tarasenko's down there right now. He's not lighting the house on fire here with half a dozen goals in 16, 18 games, but still a kind of dangerous player out there to put the puck in the net. I was never a big fan. I think I've told you guys
that. When it happened, you were kind of like, you thought that might gum up the works a little bit more than help them.
Yeah. I think he's capable of going out there, but it's like, is he happy? Is he not happy today? Does he want more ice time? Is he still thinks himself as an Ovechkin type of superstar.
Which is crazy, but you look at his numbers this year, Kip, and here I'll give you my most mind-blowing stat. With the Ottawa Senators, plus 13. With the Florida Panthers, minus 2.
Wow.
Isn't that jarring?
That's weird.
That is strange. So, not sure how they feel about him, but yeah, 13 points in 18 games. Yeah, he's not exactly a guy pouring in points, and he's only playing 14.45 per game, and he was over 16 with Ottawa. So
I wonder what the thought was on trading Kyle Okpozo, because he has not been a regular either.
Has he got in at all? I haven't seen him in a Panthers uniform.
Half a dozen games.
Yeah.
So, but listen, if you're running into problems, at least he's an NHLer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Zeros in six games.
It's a tough spot, but I guess them having some interest in having a guy who's heavy, can play behind them, like he makes a lot of sense.
Captain of a team, good guy, you know. So,
notoriously good guy.
Yeah.
You know, right now they've got some question marks on D in Florida with like a guy like Uvis Balinski's is in tonight, looks like.
So, love it.
Obviously, that'll be Ekblad when it comes down to it.
Bill just called in and apologized, boys.
That's okay. No, it's Florida wanting to avoid playing the Leafs. That's what it is.
They didn't want to give us anything because they didn't want to
give us anything. Right? Bill's scared to come on a Toronto radio show.
I don't know about that. Oh, Bill got mad at me last year.
He did?
Yeah, I don't think he knows who I am, but because remember when I went on Leafs Talk when I was unhinged and said that Florida Panthers don't care and their fans don't care? And I ended up on their Reddit. He was tweeting about how big of an idiot I was. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's not wrong.
give me a period that Austin scores in tonight. First, second, or third?
No, it's the Leafs. It'll be tomorrow night at soonest.
No, first period, 10 minutes in. Bar down.
Love it.
Okay. You heard it here first on the Real Kipper and Bourne Show.
Tampa.
All right. Still plenty to go in the next hour as we go national, and we'll welcome in Brian Lawton as we talk league-wide. Stick around. Plenty more on the Real Kipper and Bourne Show.